Here's Sarah Donkersloot.
Thanks, Duke. Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital. I am delighted to have Rhonda Mills today as a special guest who participated in the Healthy Ways Weight Management Program and Kelly Adkins, the program coordinator. They are both eager to inspire you and share information about a new session of the program that will be kicking off on Tuesday, April 15. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
It's really nice to have you here, and especially glad that you are here, Rhonda, because I think sometimes a personal testimony really speaks volumes. You're going to share about your experience in the Healthy Ways Weight Management Program. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Do you live here in the West Michigan area?
I do. I live in Allendale and with my husband, and I work full-time in an accounting department in Grand Rapids, and I have three stepchildren and seven grandchildren.
So you have a busy, busy life.
Yes, I do.
How did you hear about the Healthy Ways Weight Management Program?
I saw it in the advance.
And what attracted to you to the program?
I guess it was nutrition, and it was only 8 weeks, so I knew that I could learn a lot in 8 weeks.
And, you know, the program talks about setting personal goals at the beginning of the program. When you went into the program, what goals did you set for yourself?
I set a real broad goal to learn about nutrition and what foods are better to eat, which will help me lose weight.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what you were eating before. Would you say if you would have looked at your plate or what you were eating in your home, do you think they were the right healthy choices?
No.
That's a really honest answer, isn't it? Right. So you knew that you needed to make a change in your diet. And
very
you
much
thought
so.
That if you were going to be changing the nutrition portion of it, like you said, it would result in some weight loss.
Yes.
You said a portion of the program is also about fitness. Were you involved in fitness or in exercise in your life?
Yes, I was. I usually exercised about 3 days a week.
Kelly, as the program coordinator for the Healthy Ways program, tell us a little bit about the class for people that may not know about the class.
Well, the program is set up to teach participants. It's a behavioral modification program where we're teaching participants strategies and giving them tools to help them focus on, if it is weight loss, great, but reducing their risk factors, reducing their chances of getting high blood pressure, or if they have high blood pressure, reduce that blood pressure. If they're on medications for cholesterol and blood pressure, getting off that medication or maybe even limiting that. So those risk factors, maybe someone's pre-diabetic, they're not necessarily eating right, but maybe they're inactive or sedentary. But motivating them, getting them active, and then also encouraging them to eat healthier and lead a healthier lifestyle.
And part of it is physical activity.
Oh,
talk
yeah.
about the physical activity portion of the program.
Well, there is an hour of nutrition education followed by the fitness education and physical activity, which is called exercise. So we do we spend time learning the basic principles and the foundations of exercise, the terminology, you know, understanding the muscles and just getting people equipped with knowledge necessary and learning about the guidelines and recommendations for physical activity, which I don't really think most people understand what that means. Kind of like putting together instructions when you buy something. If you follow those instructions, it's guaranteed that it will be put together and work. Just like if you follow the national guidelines or recommendations for physical activity, which is equivalent to 30 minutes a day, it will help you reach your goals, whether it's losing weight or reduce your risk factors.
So what kind of physical activity, and I'll ask Rhonda this to you, when you first heard about, you know, having the physical activity as part of the class, what did you think about that?
I thought it was good because I was like, well, maybe I'll learn something new.
You know, and did you learn some new things in the class?
I did.
What are some of the things that Kelly and the group participated in, you participated in?
We did the stability ball and the foam roller and just overall strength training. Flexible training or flexibility.
Kelly, why is strength training so important?
Well, I think women in general are intimidated by that word or by weights in general. But it's important that as we get older that we incorporate strength training into our regular exercise routine, especially after the age of 30. But really it more depends on your predisposition and your risk factors and your past or previous exercise or physical activity level. But as we get older, we lose muscle mass, and our bones obviously become more and more dense. So it's important that all women, including men, incorporate resistance training in their daily, if not weekly, routine. So I really stress that, and we try to get that in all of our exercise classes, and women try using their body weight even, not necessarily equipment. So we have fun doing it and show them how they can do this and get all endurance or cardio plus their flexibility and balance and then, of course, the resistance.
And part of that, Rhonda, was having a fitness log that you needed to log the amount of time that you were involved in physical activity. Was that helpful for you?
Yes, it was. It was very helpful.
Why was it helpful?
Because you could really see... 150 minutes sounds intimidating at first, and then when you really see that you're doing new things, then the time adds up.
And were you involved in some different forms of physical activity as you went through the program?
Yes, I was.
So what new things did you do?
I did strength training, lots of sit-ups and push-ups and planks and squats and lunges, and I don't really like them, but they're not so bad now.
And okay, so you know, I think for some people that are listening out there, I know, Juke, you went when you said push-ups.
Push-ups, yeah.
Push-ups. You probably started out, and if you had never done it before, you maybe did a few, correct?
Push-up?
Yes.
Sit-up. And he knocked it out.
Ballpark. Unbelievable.
So you started out very gradually doing those push-ups and sit-ups and
yes.
Planks, and you've developed that you are able to do many more now.
Very much so. I do them 3 days a week.
Good for you.
Not only has she, when she first started doing this, but we do a pre-assessment and a post-assessment, fitness assessment, and we do our sit-ups and push-ups, and we do a flexibility test. Rhonda has improved her push-ups and her sit-ups. Her endurance, her strength and endurance has improved significantly just by doing that in the last 8 weeks on her own and once a week with me. So, I mean, this is something that she's done all on her own, and it's a huge improvement, and it's so much beneficial for her now.
You know, Rhonda, the class is a group fitness, and it's a group nutrition. Was that intimidating at all to you, or did you like being part of a group because of the accountability that was part of it?
I enjoyed being part of a group. It wasn't intimidating for me because I had done aerobic group classes before, and it's just... it's fun, you know, everyone smiles and has a good time together.
And you can laugh. You can laugh together. You know, Kelly, another part, a big portion of the program is the nutrition education, and it's done in a group setting. What can participants expect in this portion of the class?
Well, in the nutrition education class, you learn a lot about the basic principles of nutrition, the food groups, the portion sizes. We do also incorporate taste testing, so Angela, the dietitian, will whip up a few recipes for everyone to try and also encourage them to make them. We also do meal planning or meal makeovers, and we have a guest speaker that comes in who's a psychologist from Pine Rest that really goes in depth about emotional eating and touches base on that, so that that portion of emotional eating or intuitive eating is also highlighted and reflected on as well, too. So we do incorporate a lot in the 8 weeks. We don't get through everything sometimes because more classes can be more enjoyable, I guess, as far as questions and answers go. But we do have a lot on our plate to cover, and we do in 8 weeks. So, yes.
If you have a question, you may call WHTC at 395-1450. That's 395-1450. You know, we talked, Rhonda, about that you had a log for your fitness, you know, where you needed to mark what you were, how many minutes you were involved in. What about nutrition? Did you have a log or responsibilities that you needed to fill out every week with that?
Yes, we did. The dietitian made up a sheet with kind of based on the calories of your own body.
Uh-huh.
And it was broken down into grains, fruits, and vegetables, and dairy, and water and all that good stuff.
Okay.
So we wrote it all down every day.
Okay.
Good morning. You're online with our guests. Good morning. You're on.
If you do have a question, you can call WHTC at 395-1450. That's 395-1450. Okay, you were talking about writing down foods. Rhonda, had you ever done that before, or how was that helpful to you?
No, I really didn't. It was very helpful to see what you eat, and because you're loaded with fruits and vegetables. That way, when you write them down, you're like, oh, okay, that's one off my list, two off my list, and stuff like that, and just big accomplishment.
Okay.
Good morning. You're online with our guests.
Yeah, I got a question. Can someone who is like 54 and weighs about 250 to 270 do strength training? I'll hang up and let you answer.
Okay, thank you.
If you want, who would like to address that, Kelly or Rhonda? Okay, Kelly, Rhonda.
I would say absolutely.
Absolutely, he's right. We definitely, anyone and everyone benefits from strength training, and it's encouraged in our recommendations and in our guidelines that are set forth by the Surgeon General and even by CDC, where if you incorporate at least 2 days a week of strength training, and that could just mean, you know, using your body weight, it could be using 3 to 5 pound weights and working all your major muscle groups, at least twice a week, you're going to see the benefits of that, improving your muscle tone, your strength, your endurance, your flexibility even, but your bone density. And as we get older, it's more and more important that you incorporate that strength and resistance training. And if you're looking to lose weight, it's just going to increase or boost your metabolism. Your muscles will also respond and change. And obviously, when you use weights, you're going to build more muscle and you're going to lose fat. So we forget about that. And I think we're all afraid of that as we get older, that if we lose or use weights, we're going to bulk up and look like a meathead. Well, that's not necessarily true. It actually helps improve so much more, but it's beneficial to us, even more so for weight loss and build more muscle.
Well, and in the class, you start again very slow, don't you? Because many people that are part of the class maybe have never been part of strength training.
Rhonda, she was physically active, and her fitness level was at a different level than others that joined. We've had 54-year-olds who have never used resistance training or weights, and then we have 72-year-olds who obviously are very active but may not have incorporated that in their daily routine either, or their exercise routine. But once they learn how to do it and how to incorporate that each day or week, they find a way that works best for them and their lifestyle. So there's no one-size-fits-all or one way that works for all. Rhonda does it her way, which you do through curves and through other activities. And even if you're 54, too, and have never done it before, we can make that work for you.
Kelly, part of the program involves a biometric screen, and that's very important, isn't it?
Well, we get a baseline and data from each individual to see where they're at, more so for their measurements. We do the height and the weight. We do some body measurements, their waist, their hip, and other sites. We do that before, and we do it at the end of the program to gauge, you know, how well their body responded to physical activity. But also we do a cholesterol screening where we're checking their triglycerides, their total cholesterol, their HDL, which is their good cholesterol, and their LDL. And even with Rhonda, from the start, her cholesterol levels dropped. She lost 3.6% body weight, and she lowered her blood pressure. So there was a significant change in all of her biometrics, and I think that's important for participants to see that they can do it. And it's really all you, not me, all you.
So, Rhonda, I guess the question I want to ask is, how are you doing today? The program is finished. I mean, has it been a behavior change for you, and do you see this being a lifestyle change for you as you continue this journey?
Absolutely. It's been nothing but positive and good for me. Just changing what I eat and how much I eat and how often I eat is just going to be huge, and I plan on sticking with it and losing some more weight and getting healthier.
Congratulations to you. Kelly, we have just a few more seconds. Another program is beginning when?
We kick off our next session April 15th, and it's on Tuesdays from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Spectrum Health Zealand Hospital in the DeWitt Building.
And how can people get more information?
If you're interested, you can call 616-748-3651, and I would gladly see if this program is good fit for you.